chapter 16, verse 27. A worthless man devises mischief. Now listen to this. And in his lips there is as a scorching fire. Remember what we saw last week? Rash speaking was like the piercings of a sword. And when you're pierced with a sword, deep, life-threatening internal injuries occur with very little blood on the outside. Now look at the imagery. Scorching fire. What does scorching fire do? Burn skin. I can stand the sight of blood and chewed up flesh, but when I go into a burn ward, that tests my grace. What a horrible thing when someone's skin has been scorched by fire. The stench of burning flesh is unbelievably nauseating. And what a difficult thing it is, even with all the modern skills of newly developed artificial skin and skin grafts. Once skin has been scorched severely, usually the person bears the scars for life. Look at the text. In his lips there is a scorching fire. Oh yes, someone may put the fire out. But when the scorching has gone down deep and its third degree burns, they'll carry the scars for life. Your children could have a blowtorch between their cheeks if you don't admonish them. A blowtorch! It'll burn the skin of their future spouse. Burn the skin of the soul of their future children. Because you never did anything to tell them that their mouth can be turned into a blowtorch. That's the imagery. You see, God doesn't deal in abstractions. The graphic imagery is there so that none of us can say, I just can't grasp that. That's too deep for me. Pastor Martin, deep, too deep. You know what a blowtorch is? Want me pump up the gas? Have the flame come out? Move it to your cheek? All your instincts. Draw back! Teach your children that's what their tongue is. It's a blowtorch. Teach them! And if words don't work, scorch their behinds with the rod of correction until the connection between the nerve endings on their behind and their tongue begin to synchronize. And they know if they once again say to brother or sister, dummy, that they're not going to let loose a blast of the blowtorch without feeling the pain of the rod on their behind. I'm not talking about a little tap through six layers of diaper. I'm talking about sting enough to make it worthwhile not to shoot the blowtorch again. Serious stuff, isn't it? I feel the weight of it as I sit week after week and keep speed reading through Proverbs. How much God has to say about this matter of the tongue.